Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Sewing, pins, underwear. This episode has it all. I mean, not everything. It's about Bob visiting a tailor for some pants work. That doesn't sound right. Some work on his pants. Nope. To get his pants in a better place. He wanted his pants to make him a better person. That's the one.
One of the downsides, or maybe upsides, of losing a little bit of weight is that I'm getting clothing altered. And in this case, actually, though, I bought the pants that were too big because I just wanted these pants. And it's very rare that I have this situation where I see a pair of pants and I'm like, I just want those pants. You'll appreciate these because you now own very creative pants, thanks to me.
Yep.
That these pants are like almost like black jeans almost, but they have these white and silver roses, big, all over them. So they're kind of flamboyant, but at the same time, kind of conservative. So I really like them. And so my wife has this tailor that she goes to. Her name is Annie. Annie's Alterations. And she says, oh, she's fantastic. So just go to Annie. I go to Annie and I open the door and there's a small Asian woman sewing something at a table alone in this tiny little shop. And she looks up at me and she doesn't say a word. And so I smile and she says, what do you want? And I hold up two articles of clothing and I said, I wanted to get these altered, you know, to fit me. She doesn't say a word. She looks back down and she continues to sew. And then she looks up again impatiently at me and she says, well, go put them on. So Patty didn't tell me that Annie was going to be abrupt like this. So I go into the dressing room, which is just a tiny little, you know, closet with an oddly draped curtain. And I get changed into the clothes and I go out and she pins them on me. And I can see, to tell you, I know she's an expert because when she pins them, I'm looking at myself in the mirror and the clothing now fits me. It's got these little extra edges that she's made, but I can see what it looks like how when she does it. I'm like, wow, that's fantastic. That looks really good. And she goes, take them off. So I go in and I go take them off. That's when I realize in this little room that she inadvertently has pinned my underpants to the pants that I have on. And there is no way I can get these pins out of these pants without taking my underpants off in this tiny little dressing room. So I do take these pants off. Did I tell you about this already?
No.
Okay. I take these pants off and my underpants off, and I'm trying to work it so that I keep her pins in the right place but dislodge my underpants. But I'm taking a long time apparently because she goes, what's wrong? You okay in there? And I go, well, You pin my underpants into the pants, and she goes, give me. And she reaches her hand in and grabs the pants. Now, I'm still holding on to my underpants, and she's holding on to my pants outside of this door. And she, one, two, and the next thing I know, I've got my loose underpants in my hands.
Just in a second.
And so I pull them on, and I put my regular pants on, and she tells me, next Thursday, and I leave. So that was my little experience of being naked in the tailor shop inadvertently. I believe that she's going to do a fantastic job. But it was a kind of uncomfortable situation that was made quite a bit more uncomfortable with that little last beat. So that's how it goes.
Okay, so I have so many questions. No, not just about that. That's hilarious. But I think about, we are a fast fashion society where clothes are disposable for a number of reasons. One is because they're not necessarily made all that well, because we want them to be as cheap as possible when we buy them. So that's part of it, right? Like, when do we actually go and even consider getting tailored clothes or getting clothes that we still like in such a way that we could save them or whatever? But then the other part of that is, like, that story now does not make me want to go to a tailor. It kind of does, because there's some perverse part of me that wants to see if I'll be naked in a tailor's place. But I think that, you know, I was scrolling through Instagram the other day, and there was a commercial for a new service. They're disrupting laundry, and it's someone who comes and grabs your laundry and brings it back. right? It's a new service. It's a new, it's Uber right. for laundry, whatever, however you want to call it.
Interesting.
And just regular laundry, not dry cleaning.
Right, right.
Just your regular stuff. They fold
and they
it,
return
they
to fold
it
and clean. Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if there's like a tailoring option for this, because it has to be now, in order for us to do stuff, or at least to think about doing stuff, it has to be in an, it has to be have a nice commercial, it has to have an app, it has to have all of these things.
Yeah.
And yeah, so now I want to disrupt tailoring.
Disrupt tailor, what a concept. I feel like that's exactly what I did to Master Seamstress Annie. I disrupted her day. As a lovely epilogue to this story, I retrieved my altered clothing from Annie's shop and they were perfect. And she smiled at me when I checked out. That feels like progress on all fronts. That does it for this dose, my friends. We hope you join us again tomorrow for something a little different. Thanks for listening.